Paul, Jacob Trouba's back. First of all, when do you think you'd like to put him in the lineup?
Well, we'll get through today. He's going to do some off-ice testing here. We'll get through a skate tomorrow, and if he's right, then it won't be very long after that. He's got to get into the game and get the game has changed. In 1 year, it's faster, and he needs to get up to speed.
This was always talked about usage, about where he played, et cetera, et cetera. Where will he play?
He's going to play defense for the Winnipeg Jets. You know, same place that he finished off. He'll play as part of a group and plays really well. Like any of them, he'll play more. And if his play slid, he'll play less. And this one, believe it or not, is a lot easier for me than, as I didn't read a whole lot was said, didn't worry a whole lot. There's a section of this game that's player, agent, and player, and general manager that the coach doesn't have to deal with, and I never had to and won't going forward. One mandate is to maximize the potential of each player, but it's not a vacuum, so that's true of the other players around him as well.
He says he wants to play on the right side to have his full potential. You have Dustin Byfuglien and Tyler Myers,
right,
and your top four on the right side.
Right.
For him to play on the right side, he'd have to play in the third pairing. Will you consider playing him there, or would you consider playing him on the left side move him up?
I'm going to consider both.
Yeah. Where will he? So you don't know where he'll start?
No, he's not in the top six tonight, so I don't have him on the board.
Do you have a day in mind when you'd like? You obviously have a busy week ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that decision after the skate tomorrow. If his numbers are good off testing and he feels good, then I'm not gonna wait very long. It may well be in Arizona.
Where'd you miss him most?
It's a really good question. I want to be careful how I answer it. I've really liked the defense that we've gotten out of the players there. I do think that we ended up driving some minutes up on Byfuglien and Myers, that there was a threshold there that I think they handled it well. They both love to play 30 minutes, but I don't know that it makes them better. I think there's a better number there probably in that area.
The players say there's no fences to be mended with them. Does Jacob have any fences to mend with you?
No, none at all. I mean, we didn't have a harsh conversation other about his play, what I wanted from him, no different than any other player in the locker room. Just got to come in and play and help us win. We've got a really good room in there. This is an unusual group being so young. I like the way they are around each other. I like the way they are on the bench. And that another young guy. You can't sit in that room as a young player and not look around and get excited about the future of this team, in my mind, and we expect that out of these players.
There's a report out there that Joel Armia could miss 4 to 6 with a knee injury. Can you confirm that at all?
Or? I would confirm that he's not coming back anytime soon.
Okay.
Armia and Mathias are going to be mid to late December, possibly early in January. I can't give you a better number because we don't know how they're going to heal over the next month, but they're out of ways.
What about your other
Stafford
guys?
And Little, if all goes well over the next 3 or 4 days, will get back on the ice. Little is further out than Stafford. Perreault is still day-to-day, but we're waiting for the day that he feels he can get back on the ice. We don't think after he gets back on the ice, it's a whole lot longer then. But we can't get him out there right away.
What's the biggest advantage to having the clarity of this situation being taken care of on November 8th instead of December 1st?
Well, there's going to be a 4 or 5 day window here where we answer a lot of questions in the markets that we go to about Jake and where he fits. And then there's going to be a 3-week to 4-week watch. You'll check his minutes. You'll check left and right side. You'll check the temperature of how that is with everybody. And it just means that once we get through that, then we can just play hockey.
How does whether or not he remains on the trading block affect how you play him?
Yeah,
if at all?
It wouldn't. So what happens, again, upstairs is upstairs. A player comes in and says he wants out of here, then I have far less interest in developing him as a player as opposed to the guy that's still going to be here. That would make some sense to me, but that hasn't happened with Jake. It's never happened with him. We talk hockey and that was it. So there are reports of when I rarely read anything about what's said, I mean, I slide that all through the filter of negotiations, of getting what they want. And at the end of the day, he's just a hockey player that wants to play hockey. He's trying to find the best fit for him. We think it's here, and that's the way I'll approach it.
But he or his agent or both made it clear that they did want out of Winnipeg. They didn't want to trade.
That was, again, at the filter of negotiation. If that was directly true, then he wouldn't be here today. He's in our locker room. He's a Winnipeg Jet. He signed up for it. We're going to pay him.